You're listening to SBS News.
They voted yes for fairness. They voted yes for commitment. They voted yes for love.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, addressing the nation in 2017 to herald a new era of equality for the LGBTIQ plus community. It's been 5 years since Australia saw an overwhelming vote of yes to legalise same-sex marriage. But a new campaign shows the fight for equality prevails.
Unfortunately, there is so much more to do. We said yes, and yet trans and gender-diverse people are still not fully equal.
We said yes, and yet we still have states and territories in Australia where harmful conversion practices are still legal.
We said yes, and yet you can still be fired from your job,
expelled from school, and discriminated against just because of who you are
and who you love.
That was a video promo from Australia's Yes, What's Next campaign, fronted by Olympian Ian Thorpe. The champion swimmer says marriage equality hasn't prevented ongoing discrimination against the LGBTIQ plus community.
That experience saw the support of most Australians supporting us. For the people that we love, the people that we are in love with, to all come together so that we could be equal in this country. Unfortunately, it was only a starting point. So continue to this day, there is still discrimination that people of the LGBTQ plus community face.
The campaign calls for an end to damaging conversion practices and discrimination against LGBTIQ plus students and staff in religious schools, ensure full equality for trans and gender diverse people, and an inclusion of LGBTIQ plus people in the census. Chief Executive of Equality Australia, Anna Brown, says the anniversary of marriage equality is a bittersweet moment for the LGBTIQ plus community.
I'd like to live, and I think we'd all like to live, in a society where I can hold the hand of my partner going down the street without fear of someone shouting out abuse or not feeling completely comfortable about doing that. And as well as that, we need laws and policies that support our equality and dignity. And to this day, we have discrimination entrenched in the law against LGBTQ plus people, and that needs to stop.
Ms. Brown added that alongside federal discrimination laws, there needs to be a stronger commitment to mental health support for members of the LGBTIQ plus community who belong to faith-based institutions.
It is not a choice between these two communities. We can have laws that protect all of us equally. And our hope is under this government, under a new federal parliament, having rejected the divisive and hateful politics that underpinned the religious discrimination bill of the last term of parliament, that we can see some real change and reform that brings the community together instead of dividing us.
Karen Pack is one of many fighting for this equality. After becoming engaged to her partner Bronte in 2019, she was fired from her job as a lecturer at a Bible college.
We got engaged, which is, you know, super exciting and wonderful. That was at the end of 2019. And the reaction of the wider community was everything that we'd feared since we were little kids, basically. You know, ostracised, being called demonic by family members, being called demonic as I was going into church in the morning, receiving hate mail, both in my letterbox and in my, you know, inbox on Facebook and Insta and stuff like that. So it was pretty traumatic.
Karen's partner, Bronte Scott, believes so much more can be gained from religious institutions' acceptance of the LGBTIQ plus community.
You can say that religion and queerness don't intersect or can't possibly work together, but when you see people who hold those two things in tension, then it becomes less about having the right law or doctrine to be able to keep people in certain boxes, and it becomes more about, hey, let's allow people to flourish and see people for who they are.
The Australian Law Reform Commission is currently undertaking work to reconceptualise the power given to religious institutions in the Sex Discrimination Act, according to equality and discrimination lawyer Alice Taylor. She says reform is vital, particularly in protecting young LGBTIQ plus students in schools.
This is a key area of balance that we need to strike between the rights of those to have religious beliefs and the rights of LGBTIQ plus people. Fundamentally, whilst one can discriminate on the grounds of a person's religious belief, it shouldn't apply to sexual orientation or gender identity, particularly when dealing with vulnerable young people in a school community.
For someone whose faith is intrinsic to their identity, Ms. Pack deeply understands the value of acceptance from religious institutions. She says it's time to engage in meaningful conversations.
We need to start having, you know, the kind of genuine civilised debate that we're very capable of in this country. We need to actually extend that into this area and be willing to sit down across the table and listen to one another and talk with one another.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.